Our Live Music Friday guest is Traverse City-based singer-songwriter May Erlewine. And the next song, May, you shared the title with me, is Wild. Please, go ahead.
If they ask about me, tell them I'm just taking my time. Tell them not to go looking, cause they won't like what they find. And if they wonder what it is that keeps the spark in that shine, well, they're gonna wonder a long time. I wanna walk that muddy road. I wanna follow it wherever it goes. I wanna laugh a little once in a while. I wanna be wild. I wanna be wild. And if they took the sticks and stones, they should only leave a scratch. And if they wonder what it is that keeps me hanging on, they're gonna wonder long after I'm gone. I wanna take the road less traveled. I wanna let myself unravel. Oh, a little more every mile. I wanna be wild. I wanna be wild. Mm-hmm. What they think about me, well, it don't change what I am. Tell them not to go building a mountain out of a man. If they wonder what it is that keeps the spirit bright, let's keep them guessing all night. Well, I wanna get out of my own way. I wanna dive into every day. Oh, I wanna be worth the while. I wanna be wild. I wanna be wild. Wanna be wild.
What a pleasant way to work into the weekend. Our Live Music Friday guest, Traverse City-based singer and songwriter, May Erlewine. May's collaborated with notable musicians Seth Bernard and Joshua Davis. On Saturday night, she'll perform at the Robin Theater in Lansing with guitarist Phil Berry. Talking with May Erlewine now about your music, and what a pleasure to have you join us here on Current State. Sue Carter filling in for Mark Bayshore, and what a delight. I'm sad Mark's not here, but I'm really glad that I am here.
Thanks.
What are some of your inspirations, May? Where do you draw your lyrics from?
Oh, well, I was really lucky. I grew up in a very musical family, not even just playing music, but appreciators. So there was a lot of different kinds of music, and some of the best of the different kinds of music. Growing up, my dad just really listened, and he taught me how to listen too. So I have a lot of different influences. A lot of the singers I listened to as a kid were soul singers, like Sam Cooke and Irma Thomas, Solomon Burke. And,
interesting.
And those singers I just love. But then I was really inspired by songs. So, like Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and Neil Young and Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and all those people were there too. So I feel lucky. I just grew up with a lot of influences and sort of continue to collect them And I'm also lucky to be living in Michigan, you know, and there's so many amazing musicians, even just in this town alone, that right. have inspired me greatly. So. Right.
Sam Cooke. But, you know, the passion of Sam Cooke, you know, can infuse. You can have a different style of music, but Sam Cooke's passion can be right there on the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Now, you've chosen to live in Traverse City, different part of the state, certainly very different from Detroit. Is there anything particular about that area that feeds you and your husband? And I saw a delightful little two-year-old running around, too.
Yeah, well, we were living at the farm where Seth grew up in Lake City, which isn't too far from Traverse. And a lot of our work with nonprofits and in the schools was surrounding that area. So we decided to move a little bit closer to be more involved week to week with our work up there. And, you know, music as a career, you got to diversify as much as possible. So we do a lot of work up there, and it just made sense to get a little closer to the city.
Mm-hmm. Mary Erlewine is our Live Music Friday guest today. You'll be performing tomorrow with Phil Barry. Can you say a little bit about that collaboration?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, Seth and I, now that we have a daughter, have been playing more separately, and it's just very functional for us. And so I'm playing with Phil for the first time tomorrow. It's our first show, and I'm very excited. He's an amazing Kalamazoo guitar hero and just an amazing musician. He is known for his projects, The Corn-Fed Girls, and his new project, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, with Sarah First. It's a great duo, but he's just a really, really musical person, and he's got a family, and he's just a great guy. So I'm very excited to bring him here to Lansing with me to play some songs at the Robin Theater.
It'll be great. Many of us in the area know about Joshua Davis and how well he did on NBC's The Voice, but there was also a piece that you had involved in The Voice as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was such an amazing coincidence. You know, we're also so proud of Josh and love his music so much. He's been a huge influence for me in my life. But yeah, Sawyer, when they met on the show, Sawyer had heard our music, my husband and my music, in his homeschooling group. And it was cool because I was also home educated. So somehow our album traveled out there, and my song Shine On, their homeschooling group was called Shine with Unschooling. So Someone from Michigan brought the song to them thinking it was appropriate. And so his family got to know our music a little bit. So they had that connection going into the show. And when Sawyer met Josh, he immediately made that Michigan connection. So it was really great.
Wonderful. Mary Erlewine, would you take us out with a close, Living Well?
Turn off the TV, come a little closer, I'll put a record on. Pour another glass of that pure sweet water, let's talk until it's gone. Rest a while, sitting in the shade, making lemonade out of each and every mile. The days are moving fast. We take a little time to make the moment last.